Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be surprised at what they think they said. But God, let us know that we still need to be on our face, to be on the altar before you, that no matter what they say, you're still working in this land. You have given this land peace. Right now, we could see the developments of the peace. We could see the clearing of the sky. We could see the clearing in the world, God. Teach us how to stay on point. Teach us how to stay in your favor. Teach us how to want to be in your favor. Teach us how to seek you for more knowledge, oh God. Teach us, Lord. God, I just want to say I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. God, I trust you with it all. I trust you with everything I have. Trust you with everything that I want to give. God, teach me how to give you my all in all. With that being said, we're going to say amen. God, oh yes, P.S. God. You know how we put it on the letter. P.S. God bless every viewer and listener that's listening in now and later. God bless them, their household, and their families. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, y'all. I'm going to recap. Last Friday, I was talking about when I was giving thanks to God, and I was having my prayer time with God, and I was telling God I thank him for allowing me to still be in the land of the living. I thank him for allowing my mom and dad to get together and create me, that I would have a birthday. And I was going on and on and on and talking with God, and God was, he said to me, are you thanking me for your birthday or are you thanking me for your birthing day? And I was like, God, ain't they the same? And God poured in my spirit, no. In the natural, you have a birthday. You know, the words that we were born in sin and iniquity. You know, we were born into sin. And God started revealing to me about my birthing day when I say, yes, Lord. And how I begin to allow the Spirit of God to operate in me, the Spirit of God to on me and to be around me. I started desiring to be used by God. That was my birthing day, where I started to want to read his word, and I started to want to pray, and I started to want to have a relationship with God. You know, I started to want to hear him, and I started to want to see God operate in my life, because I started sharing some things with God that I started seeing happen, come to pass. And I started noticing that the way I talk, it started bothering me. For those that know me, I have a flip lip, a foul mouth. If I can be honest, transparent. I said what I said. I meant what I said. And I really didn't care if it hurt your feelings, because I said what I said. But it started bothering me that I started hearing people say, and then I started looking at the expression on people's faces when I would say certain things. So I started thinking about what I was saying before I said it, and how would it affect someone when I would say it. It started bothering me, and I started seeking God to tame my tongue, touch my heart. God, so in other words, I was being mindful of the things I said. I was being mindful of how I was going to say it, and I'd allow my heart to feel how that person would feel once I said, excuse me, what I was saying. So when I started talking with God about my birthing day, I just started realizing that God had started changing my mindset. Told you about that. My mentality of how I saw things and I said things, that I needed to be more Christian-like, because I know you could get more out of me with a sweet word. You could get more out of me with a sweet spirit than you can with demanding. You know what? Y'all know what I'm trying to say. And I started thanking God for just teaching me to look at things with a different mentality. I started thinking about my body language, you know, my gestures of how I said stuff, my facial expressions. I'm still working on that part, you know, and I'm still got that on the altar before God that he's going to deliver me from my facial expressions and my hand gestures and my body language. I started trusting God with my finances more, where I didn't always think about me, myself, and I. You know, I was the three sisters in one, me, myself, and I. What I can do for me, and ooh, I'm going to get that. That's how I was thinking. Then I decided that I wanted to make sure my family understood I love you, but I'm not going to piggyback on what I need to say. But I was asking God to teach me how to deal with my family in a more loving manner with the heart of God. That's what I started asking God to do for me, because a lot of times your family won't receive what you say. Well, I'm going to say me. I'm going to talk about me. A lot of times your family won't receive you because of things you have said or done in the past. So, I know y'all don't deal with that, but I did. So I had to start asking God to touch my mind of sometimes not saying nothing or sometimes not even coming around. It's, no, don't get me wrong. What I mean by not coming around, I'm not coming around as I'm pointing something out. You remember you did this? No, I didn't want to do that because God took my sins and threw them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. So I didn't want to remind nobody of something they've done. Well, I was saying, God, close this. You know how we used to say when we were kids, God, zip my lips, lock my lips, and throw away the key. I didn't want to say nothing because I wanted to draw them in to see the change in me, because I said, if I don't have anything good to say, I'm not going to say anything. Start asking God about healing me physically, mentally, emotionally, and teach me how to do what I need to do to heal harm that was said and done in my family, whether it was towards me or a family member. I had to start asking God for healing over my family as well as myself, healing in my household, healing on my job, healing with friends, you know, family members. I started asking God for healing. Then I started talking to God about some breakthroughs that I started seeing in my life because I was able to talk to God about how he was dealing with my mindset. I started saying, okay, God, I noticed this has fell off me and I don't want that anymore. And I noticed that I don't desire that anymore. And I noticed them, I really don't want to be around them or him or her or whatever. God, I don't want to be around that no more. I don't want to be around a lot of drama and negativeness that will bring me out of the place that you're directing me to go to. I started having to really get before God. I started praying more, not just at night when I go to bed, not just at daytime when I wake up, but I started praying so that when I fall asleep, I will be in my sleep prayer. Sometimes I will wake myself up still praying and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I was saying that in my sleep that it woke me up, because then my inner man was praying for me because that was my desire, because my mindset had been changed and the desires of my heart had been changed. So I started saying, God, I want to walk this walk of Christianity. I want to be able to talk the talk of Christianity, because sometimes talking is not saying nothing. Sometimes talking is when you just say, well, you know what? We say it all the time, I'm going to pray for you, but you mean you're going to pray for them, and you will go right in then there and pray for them. And people that know you, when they see you, when they're confiding in you or talking to you, and you say, you know what, ain't no sense in us. Yeah, I said ain't. Ain't no sense in us dwelling on that. Hold up, let me pray with you right now. Let me pray for you. Let us go into prayer. I started doing that so people could see that my mindset was different, because I started thinking You know how back in a couple of years ago, we used to say, what would Jesus do? So before I would sit there and let you dwell in that place, I would say, let's pray. Before you would just go on and go on, whether you crying or you complaining, I would say, let's stop. Or I would say, let's hold up. And I would just go into prayer. And they would look at me and say, you just broke out into prayer. What else was I supposed to say? I didn't want to poke fire on something that was already burning in you, where I know God is saying, break that. I got you right here in this position right now to break that. Sometimes you would just have to sit back and don't say nothing because that person is just venting. And if you be praying while they're venting, God will release something in them where they will come up with their own solution, where you won't be able to say, well, I did that. You won't be able to say that because you were praying and God gave them their breakthrough, as well as you was getting the breakthrough because God was teaching you how to and let him do the work. So with that being said, I also had to start believing that God was using me, believing that God was delivering me, believing that God was changing my desires, believing that God was operating in my heart, believing that God was teaching me how to believe my unbelief. I had to start operating in the walk of faith because my mind had been changed. My heart had been changed. That God was working on these things in me, and I had to start saying, God, I can quote a lot of scripture to people, or I just want to quote scripture to myself, because sometimes I needed to encourage myself. After I realized that in the book of Genesis that Adam had lost our birthright, Adam had lost our promise because he followed someone. Hey, Dr. Wright, thank you for joining in. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. He had joined in with Eve because of her being his partner. She did something she wasn't supposed to do. Instead of him saying, no way, my daddy said, don't do it. Eve, you go ahead, but I girl, baby, bye. Eve, I ain't going to do that. He didn't say that. Her lead, so that caused us to fall into a place. And once I realized he did that, I had to stand up for myself because God no longer wanted to deal with the sin that we were born in and was living in. And then I read a little farther and I found out that my birthing right, I was given it back because Mary found favor. That, it tells you that in Luke. What's that? Let me look at it. I don't want to misquote myself. That in Luke, in the first chapter, the 30th verse, the angel told her that she had found favor with God. And then in the 31st verse, he told her she was going to bear a son. So when I found out that Jesus was announced to be born, I was given a chance to come have birthing rights, because just as Jesus was born into the world to die for our sin, God had allowed me to be born again. You know, that once I was born from my mom, Lula Kaiser, Lula Seabury Kaiser, and Hughie Kaiser, my dad, that God had planted in Mary's womb the gift that brought life back to us through God. You know, his ways are not our ways. So with him being birthed through a virgin from the gift of God, that gave me right to come back. So I was able to say, God, I thank you for my birthing day. Because, see, I celebrate my birthday every year. But I also get to celebrate my birthing day because with me having a birthing day, I know that God has given me a chance. And when I leave this world, I want him to say, good and faithful servant. Welcome. I don't want to be told to step to the left because I left God out, so now he's going to leave me out. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make sure that when I was talking with God, I was able to say, God, I thank you for my birthing day. You know, I don't know about any of you all, if you didn't have some struggles in your life because of the choices you made, but I have. You know, I don't want you all to think what she's always saying. No. I'm saying God has no respect of person. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And with that being known, that a lot of people know me, know, you know, some people say I'm hard to get along with. No, it's not that I'm hard to get along with. I just don't call it salt when it's sugar, and I don't call it sugar when it's salt. When I want scrambled eggs, I don't want you bringing them to me too light, too runny, too. I have a sister that loves her eggs. Just look like she just cracked it out the yolk and ate it. So I'm saying that to say, when I decided to give God my life, say, use me, God, I didn't walk out here pretending that, oh, it was done overnight. The forgiveness was done overnight, but the changes that had to come, I'm going to go back and tell you again. I had to think about my mindset. And with thinking about my mindset, I had to go to God and say, okay, God, what is it that your words say about my mindset? So I'm going to go to, let's go to Romans. We're going to go to Romans, 12 and 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And with that being said, I said, God, you have transformed and renewed my thinking, because sometimes I have to catch myself from saying some things, and I have to stop and say, no. Ooh, Lord, forgive me for saying that. And I say, but you forgive me for saying that. I meant to say it, but I didn't mean to say it like that. I didn't mean to add them extra words in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know we add some stuff. Yeah, I know we say some stuff we ain't supposed to say. Well, yeah, I know I added some stuff. Yeah, I know I said some stuff I ain't supposed to say. And I had to jump up and say, I got to go repent again. You know, so yeah, sometimes we'd be like, God, here I am repeating because I forgot to think before I spoke. I forgot to allow God to shut my mouth. Thinking more, allowing God to constantly work on my mindset, my mentality. I want to make sure I say it the right way. Yes, talk to right. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We say some extra stuff sometimes. Like you say, put some extra gravy on that, or put some extra cheese on that, or could I have just a little more? Sometimes we put a little extra on it, and we have to get back in our mindset that how is what I'm saying and doing pleasing God and giving him the glory and the honor? How and what I'm doing puts me in a place that acknowledges the God in me, to Second Timothy, the first chapter, the 7th verse. For God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And with that, That's the power of God operating in my mind when I know I use those extras. Yeah, sometimes we use those extras. And sometimes we need to go back and say, God, here we go again. And instead of extras up in there, I didn't use the extra someplace I ain't need to. God, I need you to renew this mind again. Renew this mouth again. Put that crazy glue or gorilla glue on my mouth that I won't say things that don't give you the glory and the honor. Because we can get so caught up in ourselves that we forget where we are, whose we are, and what we're here for. But sometimes we just need to allow God to speak. You know, before you say anything, when someone's talking to you, the first thing you should say is, God, while they're talking, move me out the way that you may get in the way, God. God, speak through me. Let your words be said. Let your will be done. Because I don't mind letting you operate through me instead of us getting so full of ourselves that we go to saying what I think, what I feel, or what I suggest. We need to just make sure that we let God operate in us, that when someone's talking to us, we put our mind on Christ, who will operate through us to say what he needs to say to whoever we're talking to or listening to, because sometimes people can come to you and their mindset is not right now. You know, sometimes people say, well, I ain't trying to hear all that churchy. That's why you have to put your mind on Christ and say, God, move me out the way so you may get in the way. Let me decrease so that you may increase. Because if you allow God to talk and he do allow you to say something, it will be what God is saying. And it won't sound churchy to them. And what they will do is listen and accept what God is saying. But make sure afterwards you give the credit to God. Don't you be so caught up that you say, well, see, that's what I have to say. You just say, well, while you were talking, I was praying. I was praying, and God just, he needed you to hear. Because we don't have the answers. God has the answers, okay? So with that being out there, that lets me go back to my heart. I had to go to God and say, God, sometimes I could say rough and harsh to people that I believe that it could just stab them in the heart. You know, words hurt. You know how if you overweight, somebody asks you how much you weigh, you kind of be like, that ain't your business. Why you ask me all that? Or what size you wear? Why you want to know all that? Or what size shoe you wear? Why you want to know all that? And they put a 6 or 7. You be looking at them. That's when you might use some extra word or you might use some extra words. So be careful. You know, somebody say, girl, how old are you now? You got all that silver and gray in your hat. You just look at them and say, well, I'm old enough to vote. Instead of saying those extra words. Just, I'm old enough to vote. I'm almost old enough to get those benefits you really want to live to get. Almost, but I'm not too far from that, but I'm beneficial age getting there. That's what the specificity is. I am, Dr. Wright, yeah, sometimes I have to laugh at myself. You know, you have to really ask God to touch your heart. Ask God to break up that stony heart, give you a heart of flesh, because I have this one associate, I call her my little sister, her name is Angie Rivera, we call her Hot Sauce. She always calls me this third word, and she is a third name, it's some extra words, I ain't going to say what it is, but she calls me that because she says the best part about it is you like that with everybody. And the day that she said that to me, It didn't hurt, but it caused me to think. I said, God, am I truly like that? And then God was showing me how I truly was, because all that week, I had heard other people say it. Now, they didn't know that's what she called me, but they was calling me the same thing. And I had to get on my knees before God and say, God, touch my heart, because I want to draw people to you. I don't want them to be like, you say, you know they'll say it. I didn't want to be like that. Well, because God said no flesh will enter heaven, for one. For two, God is an excellent God. He's not going to accept anything, okay? He'll accept anyone that wants to be corrected, but God's not going to accept anything. You're not going to bring anything to God. If you think I'm telling you a story, get in the Old Testament and read about Aaron's son when they sent up strange sins, when they sent up strange sacrifices, and see what God did for them. You're not going to bring anything to God. Go on back into the book of Genesis. Cain and Abel, one gave a good offering, one just said, here, take this. I'm giving them something, right? Y'all know how we do it. You say, look, I'm giving them that. At least they got some from me. But he wants our excellence. So when I went to God and I talked to God about my heart, that's right, the rich, Dr. Wright, you got it? When I went to God, and I'm using this from what you're saying, the word is rich, Dr. Wright, but I'm saying give a rich offering to God, even if it's a penny. I remember once my mom told me a story about, it's off balance, but it's going to be on balance. My mom told me about a story about her mother. And my mom was saying how her and my dad and her sisters and brothers, and they spouse that gave her mom, my grandma, they all gave her $100. Now, it was a lot of my mom them. They was double digits. And they all had a spouse, so everybody gave $100. But this one auntie, she didn't have $100. And what she gave her mom, and my grandmother cried more because she knew that my auntie had sacrificed so much because she really didn't have nothing to give. But I believe because of my auntie, what she gave, when my auntie became a widow, she never wanted to know. God made sure she was taken care of. She was like the woman in the Bible that made the cake for the prophet. She never ran out of oil because of her sacrifice. So when I decided to give God my heart, I sacrificed mine. Some of y'all are going to look at this later. Some of y'all may be looking at it now. I mean, what's she talking about? I'm talking about God has touched and changed my heart, that I want to do the will of God, not the will of people. I want to give God the praise, not people the praise. I want to worry about what God think about me, not what you think about me. I want to know what God said. Because one thing I do know, Psalm 51:10-11 said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. So with that being said, I said, Lord, you have given me a mind to be mindful of what I said, of what I'm saying, of what I'm going to say. You have given me a mind to be mindful of the way I dress, because if y'all know me, that knew me when I was young, I was the Soul Train clothes. Y'all know the ones I'm talking about, the ones that was always in the camera. Yeah, I wore the Soul Train clothes. And I had on my stilettos. Yeah, stilettos ain't new. We had them back then. And I wanted to look a certain way. And I wore my makeup, and I wanted to dress a certain way because I was worried about what people thought, and I had to look the part. OK, I had to dress up. You know, it's this movie I used to look at. It's called Lackawanna Blues. It says it's all about the shoes. So my shoes, I had to match from top to bottom, you know. Now, with that being said, that's what my mind was and my heart was, what other people thought about me. So with those of you all that know me, I did not really care. If I wanted something, needed something, I would tell you in a minute, don't come and buy me until you give me what I want. God knocked. You know, he just said, hello. Hello, I'm here. Do you hear me knocking at the door? No, he didn't say that. He just said, daughter, daughter, I come to sup with you. And I said, I opened the door and I said, yes, Lord. I need you in my mind. I need you to touch my mind because I need my mind to stay on you, to stay on Christ Jesus that will keep me in perfect peace. I need you to come and get in my heart that I would not sin against you because I'm going to take your word and hide it in my heart. I'm going to take it like a treasure. I need to know what your word says according to what I need to do to serve you because, God, you are my all in all. You are my Jehovah Jireh. Excuse me, my tongue been getting tied up the last couple of days. I bind everything the devil trying to come against me with. Especially when it comes to ministry night. God, you are my Jehovah Jireh, my Jehovah Rapha. God, you are my everything. God, I just thank you. I had to start just talking to God and praying his word and just when I didn't want to. Besides when I did, I needed to just get before God constantly, put my heart on the table, put my heart on the line and say, God, teach me how to want to love you the way I say I love him. I want you to be my H-I-M-E. I want you to be my him. I want you to be my all in all. God, teach me how to put you first. Y'all ain't hearing me. I guess because y'all don't know me. Or you don't know the old me. Because if you knew the old me, you would say, thank God there's got to be a God in heaven. Was that one right there? Yes. I thank God for the renewing of my mind. I thank God for creating in me a new heart. I thank God for not letting me be who I used to be. I thank God for allowing me to decrease that he may increase. I thank God for this. Because the people be like, girl, you be doing that. Don't hardly nobody be looking. It don't matter. It wouldn't matter if God just had me by myself talking on Facebook. It wouldn't matter because I'm doing what he told me to do. So, again, like I say, my mindset, the desires of my heart, my mind is set on pleasing God. The mindset, the I don't mind how you see me. My heart is, God, what did you say? How did you say for me to do that? God, is it okay that I'm not happy with this situation right now with the corona going on, with being in the house and not being able to ride my bike? Y'all know how I feel about riding my bike, but let's keep it real. But when God tells you to sit down and be still, because, see, at this time I'm being still and I'm sitting down, God is working on my mind. He's working on my heart because what's coming on this world is worse than what we're dealing with now. We're in a season of preparation. We're in a season of getting before God, saying, God, what must I do to be saved? God, touch my mind. Touch my heart because, I'm going to say it again, God is not going to accept anything. Dr. Wright is on here tonight, and it's such an honor that she's on to Facebook with me tonight. She ministered some stuff, I think it was last month or a month before last, about our new. She was saying how God said to get ready for our new new. So when we got in this season, even the news keeps saying this is our new normal. This is our new new. So during the time of our new new, we need to know that we need to be before God, because we got to come out of that old. Things ain't never going to go back. I was saying to Apostle Alexia earlier today, it's amazing how God do things in the double. And she said, for some reason, Renee, that's what she called me. She said, when God do things, he do it with the O, the O on end. She said, not the sevens or the eights, but God always do things with the O, like 10, 20. I guess the next would be 30. You know, he don't do it like in the ones and the twos and the fives. He do it in the O. And I thank God that we're in the time of double. You can get double protection because you can get a double portion. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, everything's going to be perfect and great. But if you are in the perfect will of God, you let God have his way. And you say, God, is it okay for me to be sad right now with all the losses that we've had in our family and friends and not being able to support and not being able to go around because people are they're misunderstanding that sometimes you have to be wise and follow instructions, and all instructions ain't coming. I said the word ain't. I'll be politically correct. Some instructions you're going to get right here, and you must follow those instructions. With all of your instructions, you're going to get out of here. So y'all know, my Bible do have words. So y'all won't think I could be holding up an empty book. My Bible got words, and I read them. And to make sure I read them, I put on my helper to help me read them. And when I can't pronounce the word, I don't know what the word says, guess what I do? I Google it and let the Bible read itself to me as I read along. And I say, I got that word now. That word now. My sister teases me a lot, Apostle Elect, because she taught me a word, Nostra Comio. Dr. Wright, I hope you and her know I've tried to say it right. And when she taught me that word, I said it a lot and I used it a lot, and that became my new word. So I said that to say this. This is my new word. When it says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. I understood that seeking God's kingdom, I had to change my heart because I desire to seek. Oh, and all his righteousness, I had to change my mind because I wanted to be right when I'm standing before God and when I'm walking in his will and I'm walking in his way. I want to do it right. I don't want to be out here raggedy. And if I am caught being raggedy, I don't mind correction. And I say, Lord, help me. You know, I'm learning how to talk to my family, and I'm learning how to say things in a different manner. I'm learning how to pick up the phone and say, I just was thinking about you. I don't want none and need nothing, which I never really did it in the past either. But I just called to say, I was thinking about you. Some I even say, I love you. But it's not, we should not be scared to walk in what God has told us to walk. Not, I didn't say walk in yet. I said we should not be scared to walk in what God has told us to walk, and where God has told us to walk, and how God has told us to walk. And sometimes God will say, don't walk that way. Go that way. Don't walk over there, stay over here. Because when he tell you that, your mind has to be in the right place to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you. All the time, your want ain't always what's best for you. So on tonight, I hope you all accept the word of God on tonight. I hope you accept what God has given me about your mindset, your mentality when it comes to the body of Christ. I hope you accept what God has given me about desires of your heart, desiring to be used in the body of Christ. because, like I said, Adam lost our rights. And Adam did eat of the fruit that his wife gave him. He so joined in her, and he gave up our first rights. But then Jesus was born that we would receive the gift again. That's when we received our birthing rights, because we had to be born again. And I thank God for my birthing. So God has given me some other things to talk about. And as long as God keeps me in this place of birthing, I'm going to keep talking about them. Because one thing is, like, when you have a new baby, the baby is an arm baby. After you carry it, it's an arm baby. Then it become a lap baby. Then it become a baby on your side. Become a baby that's walking. Well, crawling. Then walking. And falling. And then it become a baby that want to let go your hand and try to walk by on his own. But when that time comes, I'm asking God to make sure that I'm walking with his word, hid in my heart, that when it's needed, I can bring it to pass. What I mean by that, when I speak it, they'll know I heard from God. I hope you all enjoyed yourself. I thank God for this Friday night. I just thank God for Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries through Smile3E. I thank Apostle Elijah. I thank Minister Margo McCord. I thank Dr. Serena Wright for joining in on tonight. I thank my friend Chris Fuller for joining in on tonight. And I thank all the rest of you all that will look at this later and listen to it. I thank you all for viewing. And even if you don't say nothing, I just thank you all for just taking the time out, because you didn't have to get by or whatever you could have done. But I just thank God that you took the time out to see what God had put on my heart to say tonight. And again, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, know that there is nothing too hard for God. That even in the place of distress, feel that you've been deserted, if you feel that you've been left out, get before God. You know, sometimes you know how to pray, and sometimes you don't, and sometimes you just can't. But whatever situation or reason it is, just get before God. Tell God what's in your heart. He already knows. He just wants you to tell him. And once you tell him, just patiently wait. Wait. You didn't do this today. You didn't do this. God's ways are not our ways. Nor his thoughts are our thoughts. Nor is his timing our timing. Wait patiently on the Lord. Let him renew your strength, that you may mount up on the wings like an eagle. Wait on God. When God do it for you, done. When God opened that door, can't no man shut it. When God closed that door, can't no man open it. And one thing I want to say is, I'm so glad God opened up my heart to realize that what you're saying and doing, I'm not getting the glory out of it. Yeah, God was not getting the glory out of what I was saying and what I was doing. Because my mindset was on me, myself, and I. So I was on them three, me, myself, and I. Now my mindset is on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I was operating in the three, but God took my three. He took myself out the way and gave him me, Jesus, that made a way. He took I out the way and put the Holy Spirit in place that I could be comforted in the time of need. So I'm saying that to say, God is God. Don't put them in a box and don't put limits on them. You know, and know one thing. Once you give it to them, leave with that. Don't be, here you go, God. Take this from me, Lord. I take it back. Give it to him. If you find yourself where it's hard for you to get, God, work on this thing in me that I'm not ready to surrender. I have that prayer before God. God, work on this thing in me that I find so hard to surrender. Y'all can act like y'all dot every I, cross every T, and that you ain't, and you haven't, and you don't make mistakes. But I do. That's why I'm saying, God, work on this thing up here. Work on it that keep my mind on you. Work on this heart in here. God, work on it that I would dwell to please you, that I want to please you. God, work on me. I'm yet a job undone, or should I say a job unfilled. Not because of God, but because I still have places that I'm not out of yet. I still have situations that I haven't let go yet. I'm saying, God, work on me. Change my whole heart. Thank you again. Y'all, let's pray. We're going to pray out, God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the chance to speak on tonight, God. I thank you for every viewer, every listener, everybody that's in this viewing of this Facebook Live, God. Cover their household. Cover them, oh God. Take them to work, through work, and at work. God, cover us all. Heal everybody, oh God. As the prophet Antoine Thomas said, he heard the pastor say, it echoed, let it echo in the land. Heal, 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 heal. God, I'm asking you to just heal America. Let it echo in the space. Let it echo all over the world, oh God. Heal, 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 heal. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Let your word echo all over that you are God and you're still on the throne. Let your presence be felt, God. Let those that feel your presence receive it and surrender and give you all of it all. Wherever they are, God, deal with them wherever they are. Wherever they are, God, deal with the mindset. Deal with the hardening of the heart. Deal with the softening of the heart. Deal with their spirit, God, their broken spirit. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you, God. Continue to deliver my household. Continue to work in my house, God. Continue to bless my family. To doing that, God, for we know that for in this house we shall serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. For in this house, God, we shall serve you, O Lord. And I just want to say, God, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I love you with my all in all. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Troy, for coming on and speaking those words. Change our minds and our hearts. Yes, Lord. I just want to thank you, God, for just the boldness that you're putting in me to do this Facebook, because I do hear from people at time to time I cross their path and they say, I saw you. Know that I'm not doing this for an offer. Y'all see, I'm a church of one. If you all don't join in with me, I don't have anybody to listen to and talk back to me, because the program is called Let's Talk. I thank you all for when you talk to me. I thank you all for when you respond. I want to just say, go with God. Make God your choice. You remember when we were kids and the little boys liked you? I'm talking to the girls right now, and they wrote up. Well, some of the girls did, but I'm talking to the boys. That's what I know about. Sent you a letter that said, would you be my girlfriend? Check yes, no, maybe so. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for telling me you enjoyed what you heard. Thanks, Pastor. But they said, check yes or no or maybe so. Well, I'm telling you, write a letter to Jesus. Say, God, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. There ain't no yes or no or maybe so. It's yes, Lord. I accept you. I check you. Just start singing in your heart. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord. Add whatever words you want to. You know, just add it. I find myself walking through work singing, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Okay, Pastor. I'm going to keep on letting God use me. Like I said, I don't care if I'm just talking on Facebook to myself, but because I've done what God told me to do, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. So for those of you that want to tune in every Friday, I'll be here for you. As long as God is saying, as long as God is saying, so I'll be here. Please share the video. Please invite your friends. Please watch our Facebook postings. We also are on Monday night. I'm trying to get every minister that's associated with Iron Sharpening Iron to do Facebook Live, because ain't nothing like a live word. Ain't nothing like a live word. I thank those that just be on Facebook, that be ministering brothers on Iron Sharpening Iron. They just doing what God told them to do, because God is so awesome that when he puts something in you, believe me, you want to share with the world, you want to share with people, you want them to know that God said this. And if God said it to me, he'll say it to you. He has no respect for persons. God, we just want to say thank you and amen. So for that being said, good night, Facebook. Enjoy yourself. And Blog Talk, thank you. Good night to you all, too. And Monday night, Iron Sharpening Iron. This Monday is Pastor Troy Thomas, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just pray that everybody gets some rest what they sleep on tonight. Go to sleep ministering back to God, telling him thank you, telling him you love him, giving him the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hand him over. You know, like they say, hand him over. Just hand him over. Push him over. Put him on the Holy Ghost to rest and say, God, they're yours. I can't worry about it no more, because I'm trying to get right with God. The greatest gift you can give your kids is the gift of praise to them under Holy Ghost of rest. So for all of you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And my pastor, I love you too, Pastor Troy Thomas. As you say, hashtag let us pray. I pray that all you mothers are going through right now, that God touch your heart, that God bless you, and let you know that your gift is still living. Your gift is still alive. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I just want you all to know that we may not understand what God is doing, but God is doing a great deal, great work right now. And y'all, spend this quarantine time shedding up and shedding in with God, quarantine with God, and let it be. Let it be. Don't try to figure out what God is doing. Don't try to go back and say, God, did you or didn't you? God said, this is his time. Shut up with him, and he'll shut up with you. Now, some of us don't really shut up. Shut it up while we shut up in the house with him. So, I gotta go, y'all. Y'all know I talk all night. That's the anointing. I don't sing that good, but I can talk. Lord knows I can talk. Good night. Keep the Seabury's, the Fairs, the Merricks, the Browns, the Lawry's, the Jones, did I say Fairs? If I didn't, I'm saying it again. If I did, the Kendricks, the Sanders, the Wash, the Collins, the Knight, the Wright. I'm just trying to think of my family. The Brooks, the Wilkins, the Diggers. I know I said it, but I got to say it again. Because I need a double blessing on them. I just want you all to just keep my family. All the names I didn't say, the Smith, the Fletchers, the Functions. I don't want to leave nobody out. But if I did, the McCord, the Bennett, Latoya, I don't know your last name now. I can't pronounce it. I can't think of it. But even you, I just want you all to know. The Williams. Oh, I just want you all to know. I love you with the love of the Lord. Ain't nothing you can do about it. If I didn't mention your name, blame it for my head, not my heart. God knows I love my family. I may not always come around, but I love my family. And I'm asking God to bring us back together, pull us back together. God, do whatever you have to do to work on his family, because we know how we was raised up. We was raised up in tongues, talking Holy Ghost, foot stubbing. How, oh Lord, hallelujah. Sanctified church. That's how we was brought up. And we didn't just live it in church. We took it home. We lived it at home too. That's how our parents did. So good night, everybody. Fathers, sons, daughters, make your moms cry of joy this day, this Sunday for Mother's Day. Well, I mean, cry out, Lord, I thank you for my gift that blessed me. For real this time, y'all, that was my fifth closing. All right, bye-bye. Thank you. I'm trying to end the video.
Y'all, it's from different. I made a whole lot of little people.